This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
The community is outraged. They demand more charges for all the officers involved and enhance the charges that the officers that was acquitted to add more charges like party of a crime, attempted murder, obstruction of justice, and other things. And we're going to demand a federal investigation outside the state.
Three white police officers charged with brutally beating an African-American man have been acquitted by an all-white jury. We'll go to Milwaukee to speak with the victim's aunt and his attorney about the stunning verdict. Then, a look at Darfur.
In Darfur, Sudan, people are being killed, displaced, burned, bombed. Children have been killed. Pregnant women have been raped. Women of all ages, children up to down to 8 years old, have been targeted.
We'll speak with Fatma Haroun, a Darfurian refugee, and Juan Mendez, the United Nations Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide. Then legendary Nigerian writer Wole Soyinka, the first African to win the Nobel Prize. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Israel, the death toll from Monday's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv has reached 9, making it the deadliest Palestinian attack on Israel in almost 2 years. Dozens were also injured in the blast, which occurred on the second-to-last day of Passover. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack, and Hamas, which now leads the Palestinian government, said the attack was justified. This is Hamas spokesperson Sami Abu Zuhri.
We assure our Palestinian peoples the right to defend themselves, and this operation is surely a natural reaction to the continued Zionist crimes carried out against our Palestinian people. Therefore, the occupation is responsible for these developments and escalation. We have continuously said that the occupation is what will be responsible for all the results stemming from their aggression and escalation, and therefore the problem is the attackers, and the Palestinian people are defending themselves, and they have the right to do so using all the means available.
The bombing was widely criticized by the international community. Israel accused the Hamas-run Palestinian government of being part of a new axis of terror along with Iran and Syria. This is Dan Gillerman, Israeli representative at the United Nations.
We will not passively allow human bombs, Katyushas or Qassams, to penetrate our territory, kill Israeli citizens, and put our people at risk. Let me make it very clear. Israel regrets any loss of life, but any attempt to equate the loss of life caused erroneously by Israel acting in self-defense with a suicide bomber specifically targeting women and children is morally wrong and false. Terror is terror is terror, and can never and must never be justified.
Islamic Jihad said the bombing was carried out by a young man named Sami Hamad from Jenin. The Independent of London reported Hamad was only 17 years old, but other news accounts said he was 21. In a video recorded before the blast, Hamad said the attack was dedicated to the thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Monday marked what is known as Palestinian Prisoners' Day. The suicide bombing came just days after the Bush administration barred U.S. citizens, U.S. companies, and foreign companies operating in the United States from doing most business with the Hamas-led Palestinian Authority. Last week, Oxfam International warned the humanitarian crisis in the West Bank and Gaza will only worsen as the international community cuts off aid and contacts with the Palestinian Authority. According to Oxfam, over 60% of Palestinians live on about $2 a day. Here in this country, in Durham, North Carolina, two members of the Duke University lacrosse team have been arrested and charged with first-degree rape, first-degree forcible rape, and kidnapping. Last month, a black female student from North Carolina Central University accused three white members of Duke's lacrosse team of rape. The woman was hired as a dancer for a lacrosse team party held in a house rented from Duke University. There, she says she was beaten, raped, and choked by three white lacrosse members who also called her racial epithets. The lacrosse players, Reed Seligman and Colin Finnerty, are both 20-year-old sophomores. They were arrested early this morning. Bond has been set for $400,000. In India, survivors of the Bhopal chemical plant disaster have succeeded in finally forcing the Indian government to take steps to clean up the site of the 1984 gas leak that killed thousands. On Monday, India's prime minister vowed to clean up the pesticide factory as well as to provide fresh drinking water for local residents and to build a memorial for the thousands who died in the disaster. For the past 20 years, survivors have been attempting to get help from the Indian government and the U.S. company Dow Chemical. Earlier this year, a group of 40 survivors and activists walked 500 miles from Bhopal to New Delhi. Last week, they began a hunger strike. In Nepal, pro-democracy protests are continuing for a 13th day. On Monday, police shot dead one protester. The BBC is reporting police in Nepal have arrested 25 government officials for demonstrating against the king inside the Home Ministry. Among the detained are four high-ranking officials. This marks the first time civil servants have been arrested for joining opposition protests against the king. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from two Chinese Muslims who are being held at the U.S. military prison Guantanamo Bay, even though the government acknowledges they were mistakenly detained. The men have been held for more than 4 years. Lawyers for the men said they should be immediately released, but the Bush administration has refused the request. Officials say they've been unable to find a country that will accept the men after their release. Both men are Uyghurs and do not want to return to China out of fear they'll be imprisoned and tortured. In political news, former Alaskan Senator Mike Gravel has become the first Democrat to officially announce he'll seek the party's nomination for president in 2008. Gravel served in the Senate from 1969 to 1981. He was an outspoken critic of the Vietnam War, vowed to remove U.S. troops from Iraq. He said, quote, President Bush's mistake is not worth the life or maiming of one more American soldier. And San Francisco is marking the 100th anniversary of the great quake of 1906 that killed between 3 and 6,000 people. The earthquake left at least 225,000 people homeless and destroyed 25,000 buildings. It was one of the worst natural disasters in the country's history. Meanwhile, Russia is preparing to mark the 20th anniversary of the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl. A new report by Greenpeace claims the health effects of the world's worst nuclear accident have been grossly underestimated. The International Atomic Energy Agency has maintained radioactive fallout from Chernobyl caused 4,000 extra cancer deaths. But Greenpeace puts the actual number of extra cancer deaths at 93,000. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.